The fact of the matter is, whether you've been in network marketing for years or just a few days, your family and friends have seen your opportunity and your phone is, as we call it, burnt. If you're anything like me, that's a scary thought. So the big question is, how do entrepreneurs like us, who love the network marketing profession, who no longer want to be that guy, and are tired of convincing people during uncomfortable let's get coffee meetings where they say, what's this all about? How do we market in a way that aligns us with our dream clients and expands our network of upfront and transparent professionals, allowing us to get our time back, our families back, and gain a real passive asset? People like us who value impact over income, we deserve to see our visions once and for all. Join me in this podcast where we'll uncover just how to do that. My name is Eric Sablon. Welcome to Burnt Phone Marketing.
Computer. What is going on, everybody? Eric Sablon here with Burnt Phone Marketing. And today I have an interesting and unique interview for you today. We're going to be talking about talking to a best-selling author, a speaker, a thriving affiliate marketer, and he has just launched his own brand and he launched a podcast. So all of the publishing stuff is done. He published his first book in November of 2021. He did an on-stage training, so a live training. So he's a live speaker just recently. He's a certified digital marketer and automation specialist. He's a co-host of the Father Business-based podcast, Those Two Dads. So if you have not got to see that, go ahead and grab that. We'll put that in the show notes, Those Two Dads. He's gone through the ringer, one failed business after the other. So all of those things, those arrows in the back, Josh has those. And he's finally catching the wave with the affiliate marketing. It's my honor and my pleasure to welcome Mr. Josh Schoenert to the show. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Goes wild. What's going on, man?
Oh man, it's been a crazy last couple of weeks. It's been a great beginning of this year. Super exciting for all of the success that I've been seeing you having on Facebook. It's cool because, guys, Josh is a client of ours. He used to be a client of ours. He went through one of our bigger programs, and now it's great to see that he's going to the next level. He's doing things. And actually, you know what? Because some people don't know who you are, I know who you are, but don't know who you are. Can you tell us a little bit about your backstory and how you kind of got started in, you know, this entrepreneur journey that you're on, and then into the author portion part of your story?
Yeah. So first of all, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here. I know we've had you on our podcast as well on Those Two Dads and a couple times, once as a guest and once as a guest host, which is awesome. That was so fun, by the way.
That was a blast.
But yeah, I mean, for me, I grew up on the West Coast in the US here. I grew up in California and moved out to North Dakota when I graduated high school. Met my wife out here and we just really hit it off and started building a life for ourselves and building a family. And I've always kind of had an entrepreneurial side to me, you know, even growing up in grade school. I don't know if you remember like Pogs and things like that, but you know, I traded Pogs, I'd sold and traded Pokemon cards, and I mowed lawns to make money and washed cars to make money. And just, I always had that thought in my mind that I was always going to find ways to make it work. And, you know, with my wife and I building our life together, that's how it was. You know, for me, jobs weren't security, jobs were income. Mm-hmm. So I would do whatever job was the one that paid the most, you know, whatever gave me the better way of living. And I realized many, many times that I felt more like an entrepreneur because I never was loyal to like one company until 2016, when I actually landed a full-time position with Microsoft as a support engineer. And I thought that was going to be like the end all, you know, that was my retirement plan. You know, I was ready to dive into my 401k and all that stuff. And then I met a guy that asked if I keep my options open to make extra money. And I said, yeah, sure. And that led me into the world of network marketing. And that was a roller coaster in itself. And then I got introduced through that, trying to build my business online, got introduced to affiliate marketing. And actually it was really right before meeting you and the other guys from the, you know, Become the Uplines, is that I got into trying to build my network marketing business online through a bigger company that was, they were more concerned about sales and making money and making their affiliate side of things than trying to help me build my business. And then that's what brought me to you guys, where you were like, hey, we want to help you build your business, but we don't want your money. You know, we want you to, you know, eventually there was programs and I became a client of yours, but at first it was just, you guys were being helpful. And that really set me off on a path that it didn't take long. You know, once I became a client of yours, I went through the training and realized that I had a lot of these skills already and just built those skills through your training. And then that led me on to getting into affiliate marketing even deeper. And not only did I make my first high ticket sale with you guys, but then I went on to make multiple high ticket sales after that. And since then have been building a legacy for myself and my family, and decided one day, I said, you know what, I want to take the next step. And so I started looking around, and I was on a guy, there's a big network marketer out there by the name of Matt Morris, and he owns a publishing company. And he said, hey, do you want to become an author? And I said, yeah, like obviously. And so they had a program to allow people to become an author. And not only did I become an author and co-authored a book, but my book went, so November 21st, I think it was the actual date. 20th, 21st, somewhere around there. Launch day, my book went to bestseller status. I got up to number 4 on the bestseller list for that time frame. So It, you know, just telling my story, you know, told a lot of the struggles that my wife and I went through, and just talked about leading oneself and being a leader in your emotions and your actions and your attitude, and how to come out better on the other side, even when life continues to kick you while you're down. And it's been a great success. I've landed a couple speaking engagements from the book. And so, yeah, it's just been a roller coaster, man. It's been awesome.
Yeah. I wanted to straight up congratulate you. Cause I growing up, I wasn't the writer guy. I wasn't anything like that, but you know, after seeing some of the success that, you know, you've done, I'm like, you know what, maybe I should, you know, pen a book. Maybe I basically should just do an audio, have it converted and transcribed, and do it that way, because that's the way I'd probably start, because I'm not the writer type, but I can speak and articulate, and I'm getting a lot better at that. So congratulations on the book, and congratulations on the launch.
Thank you so much.
Can you like tell us like, can you, so a lot of people are like, you know what, I want to write a book, kind of like me, I want to write a book. Can you kind of tell me, give me the journey of the anticipation and then the actual launch? And then what's happened since then? Like, just kind of a short, like the journey, like how you were hitting your head against the wall, or how you were like, I have an epiphany here, or this deadline sucked, or, you know, something like that. Give us the, you know, the kind of the journey to the building up to the book launch, then the book launch, and then, you know, what's happened since then.
Yeah, for sure. And first of all, thank you so much for the congratulations. I appreciate that. That's so awesome. And I'm totally blessed, man. Like that, I never thought these things would happen. And so I'm so, so grateful that I got this opportunity. But I'm going to go back a little bit to when I first actually made the decision to want to write the book, because that's where the challenges really started. And most people think about like, oh, I want to write a book, but I don't know how to start. And with this program that Success Publishing, who's the publisher of my book, the program they put people through in this one is, it's a little bit easier than writing a whole book yourself, because it's a number of different authors that come together. They write their own chapters. So I wrote my own chapter, and we all get a copy of the book that's ours. So it's a cool system. It allows you to become an author and a labeled author without having to write the whole book. But there's a challenge to that, because now you have to figure out how you can put what's up here in your mind into one chapter with that's only like 2,000 words, which people think, oh, that's a lot. No, 2,000 words really isn't that much. Mm-hmm. I write blog posts that are 4 or 5 times that, no problem. But the first meeting when they asked me, like, you know, why do you want to become an author? And I thought I knew the answer. And then when they asked me, I kind of choked up and I said, I have a story to tell. And there's plenty of people out there that deal with a lot of the same things that I deal with that don't think that anybody else does. They think that they've been going through all these things and nobody knows how they feel. Nobody knows what they're going through. And, you know, the book is called Breakthrough Leadership, and it's talking about, you know, leading oneself, leading others, things like that. And, oh, yep, you got a copy of the book right there. That's awesome. And, you know, as you know, from reading my chapter, the thing that really stuck out was, like, you know, we didn't just go through one major challenge or two. I mean, there was, I mean, getting mugged to miscarriages, to bankruptcy, to, you know, failed businesses. I mean, all these things that built up. And I just knew, I was like, something out there feels like they're getting kicked while they're down. And I have a responsibility to put my story out there to help that person. And so it was a challenge because I didn't know how to articulate that at first. And so the writing process, I had basically 6 weeks to write my chapter and I didn't know where to start. And I had it named and everything, you know, and I was just like, oh, you know, I'm going to write about this. And I'd start writing and I'd be like, no, that sucks. And then I'd, you know, go back and start writing and no, that sucks. And I actually, I thought about it. And then I said, you know what? I think I want to write about just what we went through and just write out every story. And then I'll go back and take out parts that I don't need. And so we were actually on vacation in California and I had the urge, and I would have had one more week afterwards to get it done, but I had the urge and I took out my laptop and I sat down at the table. And in an hour, I wrote out the entire chapter. Wow. Because it just, it hit me all of a sudden. And I said, this is it. This is what I'm going to write about. I'm just going to write our story. And I'm going to, it ended up being like 4,500 words. And I said, all right. And I so the writing process took about an hour, but then the editing process for myself was about another day. And then the editing back and forth in between myself and the editors and the company. And, you know, that was probably the biggest challenge I had, because after that, it was just working with the editors to get the book together, to get it published and to get it out. And then about two, 3 weeks before launch day, I almost decided not to launch the book officially and just leave it and just have it out there and then see what happens. Because I started having a lot of anxiety about putting together a book launch. And it was really nerve-wracking because I started realizing that my book was published. It had already started going out to news stations. It had already been, I'd started having people reach out to me and saying, hey, I saw you released a book. Can we talk about it? Can we interview you? And I was not ready whatsoever. And I'm kind of kicking myself, you know, I kind of do today, but then I don't, but because good things have happened, which I'll talk about, but I turned down some engagements because I was like, oh, I haven't launched my book yet. And they were just like, oh, we don't care. I'm like, well, I do. So almost like that imposter syndrome, like I'm not ready for your podcast. I'm not ready for your interview spot. And so I think back like, man, those could have been some really good interviews talking about the process up to launch. And maybe that could have made the launch bigger. Maybe that could have opened up maybe some in-person signing type stuff. But again, it's kind of that shoulda, coulda, woulda type stuff. And, you know, we don't want to should ourselves to death. So, you know, but so yeah, the launch process, I decided in that moment, I almost said, I'm not going to do it. And then I thought, I have to, because I wrote this chapter and people need to hear it. They need to see it. They need to know that it exists. And it's that internal dialogue that just says, you have to do this. And so I spent about a week or two putting together my launch plan. I scheduled out all of the emails, all of the posts, everything out. And for a week, I was every day, multiple times a day, posting about my launch coming up. And I even had some friends reach out and they're like, hey, dude, I'm super happy for you, but I can't wait until your launch is done because I'm sick of seeing your crap all over social media. But, you know, but again, that was a good thing for me. That was a compliment because it meant it was working.
It was working.
And launch day came around and I had a great turnout. I had an average of about 20 to 25 people on with me live between Facebook and TikTok. And I read through my chapter. I did some live questions. I talked about the book. I, you know, talked about the process. And within, so before the launch time, I realized that one of my mics wasn't working. So I had to go buy a new one. And here's what's crazy. I hadn't even launched the book yet. All of my promotion, the day that I told everybody, so it was a Saturday. Saturday morning at 8 a.m., I turned on the deal, the free ebook deal. And an hour and 20 minutes before launch, my book hit the bestseller list. So before I even actually officially got live and launched the book, people were already buying the book before I even launched it and it hit bestseller. I think I was up to like number 94. So you have to get above 100 on the bestseller list to be considered a bestseller. And I hit 94 before I even launched. And by the time I launched, I was already up to like 55, 60, something like that. And then by the end of the launch, I peaked out at number 4 on the list. So I hit top 5 on the bestseller list.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So like on the back end of that question, so there was some anxiety, there was some, some imposter syndrome, there was all those things and you kind of worked through it. Like you basically had to sit down with yourself and you said, you know what, here it is. So like, tell me a little bit about like the really cool shit that's been happening since you did that, like after the launch and then the speaking engagements and the, you know, the backbone that you kind of developed. And then all of a sudden it was like, it sounds to me like up until you hit that 94, it was like, maybe it's not as cool as I think it is. Then when you hit 94 and then 55 and then 56, and then finished off at 4 for that day, I think like it's solidified that says, you know what, this is real. People care. People want this. Like, how has it been since that time?
Oh, dude, it, so even just on launch day, I felt like just this sense of relief and just this weight lifted from me because the goal that I wanted to be a best-selling author just happened. And I just went, holy cow, I did it. Like it's done. Like I could have stopped there and said, that's it. I did it. I reached my goal. I'm done. And I just kept pushing. And I, you know, I was, you know, live on the launch, I was actually refreshing the list and telling people live, like, hey, you know, we're doing awesome, guys. We hit 55. Let's keep going. You know, the book's free. You can get the free ebook. I was putting the link out there. People that I did it live in my house too. So I had
people that were coming
over. And they were, I had a little QR code on my table. And I told people, if you scan the QR code and get the free ebook, I'll give you a free signed copy as well. So for people that were in there live. And so, yeah, I just basically, my confidence grew a lot. And during the launch, so this is what was really cool. During the launch, a friend of mine who works for one of the facilities in town that deals with like addiction and mental health and stuff, she actually reached out and said that her company wants to interview me, which we're still working out the details. That hasn't happened yet, but she wants, like her company said, we want to interview him and they want me to, they want me as a speaker. They want me to go out and speak to a group of people about addiction and mental health because I dealt with alcohol and drug addiction in my 20s, my late teens, early 20s. And so that was, I mean, during the launch, she texted me on the side. She's like, by the way, I just talked to my director. They want to have you speak for our company at some point in time. And I was like, it's already happening, like during launch day. And since then I've been featured on, so I did a live interview with Success Publishing where I did talked about the book and just how things were going. And that got published out to, you know, to different networks. I've been featured on NBC, CBS and ABC. I picked up a couple different podcast speaking engagements And I've got a couple different interviews for different, a couple of them are influencers. And then another one is actually a company out of New Zealand that they do a mental health kind of, I don't want to call it a podcast. It's like a panel or whatever. And so they want me on there for that. And then the big one though was my first live training speaking engagement, which the company that I do most of my affiliate marketing through, which is the Home Business Academy. And they reached out after the book was launched and they said, hey, you know, we're really happy to see that your book went well. We love the fact that your book talks about leadership and, you know, overcoming hardships and challenges. So we want to ask you if you'd like to speak at our event. And it wasn't just any event that they do, you know, they've done things in the past, but this was actually their first real like marketing event that they were putting on for their company. And they said, we want you as one of the speakers, and not just one of the speakers. They wanted me as the opening speaker for the event.
Nice.
And I was like, there's two spots at an event that you want to be. You want to be either the opener or the closer. Those are the two places you want to be. And I was like, I was just taken back so far. But you know what it did is it helped me realize that I can achieve whatever I put my mind to. And I said, like, from this book launch, I want, like, my goal, my manifestation was a live speaking engagement from the book. Just one. That's all I was looking for was one. And I've got one done and one in the works. So, I mean, it just is another, you know, another notch in the belt of saying I can do it.
Yeah, that's amazing to see. That's amazing to see the growth and how quickly it happens and like being able to say it. And like, that was the main goal of it. And it's just going to compel. I mean, it's just going to compound and compound and compound over time. So yeah, that's huge. So you had some anxiety, you got the book done, you've had some success. Now, I read the chapter. So in the book, you talk about a quote by Napoleon Hill. And the quote is, every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it a seed of an equivalent or greater benefit.
Yep.
In your own words, how is that quote fit into your life and in your business?
Oh yeah, dude. So I was, and I talk about it in my chapter a little bit, and I've talked about it in my speech as well, but at a young age, I was given the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which is where that quote comes from. And I never understood as a teenager, even in my early 20s, you know, what that quote meant until I started going through challenges. And what was interesting is everything that my wife and I went through, everything that I went through personally in business, every challenge I've had, somehow, some way, there's always something good that has come out of it on the other side of that challenge. And it's never failed. And I look back to everything that I've ever had happen in my life. My parents splitting up when I was a year and a half old, I had no idea what was going on. For all I knew growing up as a kid and until I was dragged into a courtroom and told to basically tattle on my dad. I thought that that's how parents were, right? I thought that your mom lived in one house, your dad lived in another house, and you just went back and forth. But the thing that came of it that was awesome is I had two families. Mm-hmm. You know, I had one family that took care of me and I got a really great education on business. My mom and my stepdad both had run their own businesses. My stepdad ran a trucking business and my mom did nails and things like that. So they both were entrepreneurs. And then my dad was, you know, he raised another family. So I had siblings and stuff, which I always tell everybody is I had the best situation for siblings because I got to spend time with them, but I didn't have to live with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but all these things, as I think about all the good things that happened and through my entire life, every time I had a valley, you know, every time I felt like I was low, I could always see the peak at the other side, where I was like, you know what, that view up there is probably amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's what would kind of, you know, really, I think about that quote, you know, every adversity has an equal or greater benefit on the other side. Well, mm-hmm. every valley has a peak somewhere that right. you can climb to and look back down on that valley and appreciate where you came from.
Yeah.
And then you can look on the other direction and see the next peak and go, well, that's the next goal, but I got to get through that valley first to get to that peak. And so I always thought about that in my mind and thought, you know, every time I go through something hard or I go through something challenging or even something that just kind of humbles me a little bit, I have to remember that I'm doing those things because there's something I'm being prepared for that's going to be bigger than this moment right now after I go through these challenges. So like all the anxiety for the book, right? Like all that stuff was actually preparing me for all of the great things that were going to happen afterwards. It was a reminder to say, hey, look, you are human. You are going to feel some anxiety. You're going to feel pressure, you know, and you just have to work through that. And that was a moment where I got to have some self-reflection. I got to learn to be a little bit more introspective and say, okay, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? What could I do differently to not be in this situation? And that was, I mean, I knew how to do that before, but that moment right before, you know, that decision of whether I launch the book or I don't, and that anxious moment was where my greatness came out of that, which led to the bestseller launch, which led to the speaking engagements, which all these great things that happened was because I went through that challenge and learned, you know, basically practice what I preach, right? I talked about leading yourself in my book, and it, my own words tested me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could have decided, you know what, I'm not going to launch it, whatever. Would all of these things happened if I made that decision? I'll just flat out say, probably not.
Probably not.
It's because I dealt with the challenge and it didn't give up. And that's what that quote does for me, is it's always a reminder that if I give up, I'll never see that greatness on the other side. I'll never see that equal or greater benefit. So I have to get through this challenge. And I think about things like my wife and my kids. And I think about like, what am I doing? If I quit now, what does that do to them?
Right.
It's not just about me. It's, you know I'm going to receive this greatness, but what does that mean for them? What does that mean for the people that are watching me, cheering me on in silence or in public?
Right.
You know, like there's so many other factors that people don't realize. And so every time I have a rough time, it's actually, I don't want to mess with my camera too much, but on the wall over here, I actually have the quote sitting on my wall next to my desk because it's everywhere I go. It's on a card with me. It's on everything because that's the constant reminder that it's bigger than me, but I'm the one that has to make it through because so many people are relying on me, counting on me to make it work.
Yeah, that quote is amazing. I'm going to read it one more time. Every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it a seed of an equivalent or greater benefit. And it's like how you see it. You're looking at the silver lining and you're knowing that the silver lining is there. You just need to overcome it, overcome where you are now. And I love what Les Brown says. He's like, a setback is a setup for a comeback. And all of those like sayings that you do, that you know you're going through the grit, you're going through the struggle, you're going through the pain, because right on the other side of that is the success. Right on the other side of it is that. Right on the other side of that is praise. Right on the other side of that is this. Right on the other side of that is the perfect relationship. You just need to go through the suck before you get there. And that's like what we always talk about with my mentor. He always says, dream, struggle, victory. People only care about the 10% of the struggle, the last 10% of the struggle, and the first 10% of the victory. Because after that, you're bragging. But that quote is amazing. That quote is ideal. And I'll put that in the show notes. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? So there's going to be some information in the show notes to, connect with Josh on either Facebook or wherever he wants to. But where can people find out more about you right now?
Yeah. So I just launched a new kind of like an about me page. So it's my new social page. It's jkshonert.link/social. And actually, or sorry, you can do it. You can do it one of two ways. You can do jkshonert.link/ like FB links is my Facebook one, or mm-hmm. you can do jkshonert.com/social. And those, basically there's a page on there. It talks a little bit about what I'm working on right now. And then it's got some areas in there. You can get a hold of my YouTube channel, which my YouTube channel is just my name, just Josh Schonert. My TikTok channel is the same thing, just my name, Josh Schonert. And then it also has my Facebook group in there called The Freedom Secret, which is a community for online marketers, what I call a safe space, because there's too many places out there that are all about just sell, you know, trying to make everybody, you know, pay more money. And so I'm working on building a community, a free community that people can be a part of and learn and grow together. And so I would say the easiest place is the jkshonert.com/social. That's going to be the easiest place to get there. Or, you know, you can find it on my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter, which is all just my name. And those are all, the link is all in there as well. And it's trying to make it more easier for people to get into my world, right? Because there's a lot of me to go around, you know, figuratively and physically. I want people to know that there are places out there that they can learn the things that I do without having to spend a fortune to do it.
Hmm. That's good. So we'll put that in the show notes. I'll actually put that link in the show notes. So guys, if you click the show notes, you'll be able to see and go right to that. So you talked about your Facebook group, and I love Facebook groups because communities are key, you know, but there's a lot of Facebook groups out there that's like, there's a lot of people that are just, you know, inviting people to groups. So I know you just launched your Facebook group just recently. You kind of did a silent launch. So tell me a little bit about, like, we call it CTA in marketing. We call it, you know, what is the promise of your Facebook group?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. And I like to think that mine is unique. There might be somebody out there who does a similar situation to what I'm doing, but what I decided,
Thank you so much for your listenership and your continued support of Burnflow Marketing Radio. This is Eric Sablon. And as a bonus to you, I wanted to give you guys a free strategy session with me. All you have to do is go to www.burnflowmarketing.com/book-a-call. And we will set up a strategy session to help you get unstuck. So that's www.burnflowmarketing.com/book-a-call.